The following Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, March 11th, 2024.
The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She does everything you
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holtz, and I'm your host. And with me at the board is my co-producer, my engineer, webmaster, and my loving partner, Ken Norton. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Elaine.
Oh, my God, what a beautiful day here in Sonoma County. It looks like it's going to rain a bit. And, hey, happy Women's History Month. I am so excited. I have a room full of women. I see one, two, three, four, five women are sitting in here with me, and I'm really excited about it. And a reminder, this year, right now, it's Women's History Month, and this year's theme is Women Who Advocate for Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion. To support that message, I'm having a special show today, and it's called, I'm titling it Women in Radio, and we'll be focusing on four special women of KBBF 89.1 FM in Sonoma County. And joining me in the studio, and I'm looking at them right now, our first guest will be Alicia Sanchez. She's the president of the board of directors for KBBF here, and we are celebrating 51 years on the air, and I am just so honored to be here and so honored to have Alicia in the studio with me. On the second segment, I'm going to have a very special guest, and I'm very excited having her on, particularly so many issues going on in Palestine and Israel right now, and to hear, kind of get a little update will be really, really, I think, very valuable for us, and that's Lois Perlman. She's the co-producer and host of Speaking of Palestine. They provide news on the events affecting Palestine. It's on every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m., and it's really interesting when you listen to the show, you get a lot of updates. And I think, you know, there's so much propaganda going on in the radio that when you listen to this particular show, at least you get a sense of something real and honest. So I'm really excited about that. My second guest with me for the second segment is one of my dear, dear friends who we have stood and protested and did things together. In fact, Anna Silgado and I actually changed a mural here in Sonoma County for Andy Lopez. I mean, she's a really a wonderful, wonderful person. That's Anna Silgado. She's the producer and host of, now listen, I don't speak Spanish, but I'm going to try this, Comparado y Aprendo, sharing and learning. And I know I have learned a lot and shared a lot with Anna. It's a live two-hour Spanish language original public affairs program and airs weekly, and they discuss local, national, and international news. It's on Friday from 4 to 6. And then we have a young woman in the audience. I love when young women come in. I just think it's so exciting. 17 years old, and here she is on the radio with her mother, Wendy. Wendy is the audience today, and that's Alicia Vasquez. She's a producer with her mother, Wendy, who is here with us. It airs on Thursday from at 7 p.m., and like I said, Alicia is 17 years old. Wow, I am so excited. You know, it's wonderful when we mentor these young women. You know, our children are the future, and you know, you're still a child. You know, you're not a legal age until you're 18, you know, so you're still influencing and giving them information. And I think it's just very exciting to think of having a young woman on our show. But what's wonderful about KBBF, just want to be a, make a little side note here, is that we have opportunity for so many different versatile shows. I mean, when you look at the Women's History Month here, the theme is Women Who Advocate for Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion. And I can't think of a better group to have because I believe that's their theme, particularly around inclusion. I mean, we all come together different styles, different races, different nationalities, different religions, and somehow this beautiful radio show goes on every single day for 51 years. And let me tell you something. To me, this is we have angels here that nobody even knows what they're doing, because it's amazing that we're still on the air, thanks to Alicia Sanchez. Well, let me give you a little bit of history. You know, it is National Women's History, and what's so exciting about it, and I was shocked. I'm not going to name names, but one of the national organizations, I was talking to the president, and she had no idea that the Women's History Project, and because of the Women's History Project, which is now called the National Women's History Alliance, because of Molly McGregor, who we had, she's one of the co-founders who we had on the show last week, talking all about Women's History Month, it was born right here in Sonoma County. And, you know, next week's my birthday, and I'm going to be 84 years old, which is, oh, God, I can't believe it, 84. Where did the time go? And Molly McGregor and I, we went to school together. We went to Sonoma State, and I remember her walking to class, and she's all excited. She says, you know, J.J. Wilson, she's going to be writing this book about women in art. And I looked at Molly. I said, are there women artists? You know, I mean, come on, give me a break. We had no idea. I mean, my lifetime, you know, I was my daughter's most beautiful daughter, my mother's most beautiful daughter, and the expectation was, Elaine, you got to marry a man with means, a doctor or a lawyer, right? No, it never happened. So it's very, very interesting. It was formed in 1980, the National Women's History Project, NWHP. It was founded here in Santa Rosa, California, by Molly Murphy McGregor, Mary Ruthstadter. Mary Ruthstadter passed away, but what a powerhouse she was. I mean, when I first met her, I thought, oh, talk about possibility thinking. Nothing stopped Mary Ruthstadter. And Maria Cuevas, who has a voice, an angel voice, that I tell you, I remember when I first heard her sing, I said, Maria, I mean, I am so grateful to meet you. And then Paula Hammett and Betty Morgan, and they were the ones who went to Washington, D.C., who lobbied for women's history, and not only they lobbied for it for first 1 week, then all of a sudden Molly said, we're going to have a whole month. And that's what happened. So it's very, very interesting. You know, I want to make a reminder, you know, we have a national organization for women, a Sonoma County chapter, and next week on March 18th, I'm very excited, we're going to have Kirsten, do you remember Kirsten's last name?
Lang.
Kirsten Lang from the NAACP, who's going to be doing a presentation, and if you go on now, SonomaCounty.org, you'll find out all the information. You'll find out how to get on the Zoom. And it's going to be a wonderful presentation in celebration of Women's History Month. So I am really excited about that. You know, so many things go on and in our history. And one of the things that's so interesting today, I always like to look up and say, oh, my, what is going on? What are we celebrating? Do you know we have a celebration for 365 days a year? When you go on to the internet, I can't believe it. I mean, they have a National Dogs Day. They have a National Hot Dog Day. They have a National Popcorn Day. I mean, you name it. And, of course, National Women's History and all these other things. By the way, on March 8th, we had International Women's History, which is celebrating the labor unions and what women went through to bring forward, you know, the right to take a break. You know, people don't recognize at one time women were work 16 hours and they were lucky if they got a break, or even they had to sit there at their desk or at their sewing machines usually and eat their lunch, never allowed to get up. And I mean, things have changed. I mean, you think unions are, you know, just look at your history a little bit and you'll see what it was like before we had organizations that organized and said, you got to have a break. You have to be able to go to the bathroom, right? I mean, just amazing. But today is very, very interesting, and it's a day that's very close to my heart. You're not going to believe this. It's World Plumbing Day. It's celebrated on March 11 annually to honor the critical role that plumbing plays in societal health. Do you realize if we didn't have what we have, you know, that's what creates disease if you don't have healthy plumbing and good system running through your house. So it's just amazing. So I want to do a shout out to my daughter, Susan Jensen, who runs Economy Plumbing. And everybody says, Susan, are you a plumber? She says, no, I just run the company. But she is an amazing boss. It's an amazing company. So hi, Susan, from mom to you. Congratulations. I think they've had that company now for about 25 years. It's just amazing. Well, we're going to get right into it this morning. No time wasted with all these beautiful women in our studio. And I'm going to introduce my first guest, and that's Alicia Sanchez, who is the president and of the board of directors here at KBBF and also runs the office and makes sure everything is running. And here we come in this morning, and first thing she starts talking about, oh, my God, it's all the antenna and all the different things that go on. It's a lot of responsibility. So welcome, Alicia. Welcome to Women's
Thank Day. You very much, Elaine. It's wonderful being here, especially among these incredible women that are surrounding me right now. I know. And Ken, nice I know. To see you, brother.
Our token male here. Well, let's start out a little bit. You know, here we are in KBBF in downtown Santa Rosa. And, I mean, we go to about 17, 18 counties around the area here. Talk a little bit about the history, a little bit about KBBF. And also, I want to tell you a little secret about Alicia. Alicia was a labor organizer. She actually worked very closely with Cesar Chavez and Dolores Huerta. I mean, she has a lot under her belt, that's for sure. And I remember one time I was at Labor Day, and Alicia was up there talking in her passionate way in Spanish, and I wrote one of my signature poems, I Am Women, I Am All Women, listening to her. So Alicia, talk a little bit about KBBF. Talk a little bit about yourself. How did you go from labor to radio?
Well, I retired from being a labor organizer after 30 years, and so I didn't know what else to do, so somebody asked me to just come for 2 months to be on the board of directors of KBBF, and I said, sure, I can do that. And here it is. Now I've been here working as a volunteer for 13 years now. November 7th, I'll have 14 years of being with KBBF as their, well, not as their president, because not all that time was I president, but for sure as an office manager, kind of just running the place here. And all of the, I do it without no pay. It's volunteer. This is my, what I call my last movement work that I'll probably do before I kick the bucket. Because I truly believe that, you know, the radio and the airwaves are very powerful way of organizing people, of being able to reach thousands of people at one point. And like this program, it's not just going to be among us, but it will reach thousands of people. And not everybody, you know, is going to listen or take it in, but we are still doing, having an impact. So for me, this became a way of organizing in a very much more global and broader way of doing, you know, fighting for justice and equality and peace.
Well, you know, KBBF has quite a history. It started out as a vision at Sonoma State University. They wanted to have a bilingual show, which is amazing. When they brought me in, they said, we want an English-speaking woman to talk about women's music at the time, which was in 1977,
yes.
I believe it.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about it. I know one of the key things about getting this station on the air was that the Kennedys, Ethel Kennedy, was very, very involved. Talk a little bit.
Right, yeah, because her husband, you know, she was a widow at that time in the 70s, but her husband, Robert Kennedy, was very involved with the United Farm Workers Union and with Cesar Chavez and Dolores Huerta and, you know, just overall care for farm workers. And one of the things about starting KBBF at the time was that they wanted to give a voice to especially the farm workers and especially Spanish speakers and immigrants that were coming in. And so they wanted to make it bilingual to serve that in Spanish, those communities, the farm workers, the immigrants coming in, but also the English part had to be with the children. These were the students in Sonoma State and Santa Rosa JC who, you know, they also spoke, I mean, they spoke English. So it was trying to make sure that there was an interconnection between the parents and the children. You know, and so they wanted to make sure that that's why it became bilingual. And Ethel Kennedy, through her organization, organization that she formed after the death of her husband, Robert Kennedy, she decided to then donate the property that we have with her organization over in Finley Avenue, where we still own that property. And that was the start of the KBBF. They needed a site, you know, and she was able to be very instrumental in us getting the property at Finley.
You know, it's really interesting. I remember when I first came on, you know, it was so amazing. We were probably one of the first shows, actually English-speaking women's shows, that actually brought women's music that was very popular at that time. Well, you know, this is a woman's show, and it's Women's History Month, and we always trying to encourage other women to get involved. What are some of the challenges as a woman, a Hispanic woman, that you have had to meet as being part of this station?
I think in general, women, we always have had to do triple the work or four times the work or five times the work. We play so many different roles in our lives. And for us, for me, this is just one more role that I play here and at the station. And of course, the challenges are that we do have, you know, this is a volunteer organization. Yes, we do have some people that do, we contract out some work, but basically it's run by right now I would say that there's probably two to four people that run this station full time, you know, because one of the things about KBBF is that when we have crisis, when we have disasters, like we had the fires, the flooding, the COVID, I mean, we have so many volunteers come and help. It's so beautiful. But the day-to-day life, you know, the rest of the time, it is run by, you know, just a few volunteers. Then that is always the biggest challenge. The biggest challenge is always having to come up with, you know, money. It takes around, you know, on the average, I would say now it used to be take $5,000 a month. Now it takes about more $8,000 to $10,000 a month in order with the equipment stuff that we're having problems with, you know, to raise money. So it's just a constant thing of, you know, doing fundraising. That's probably the biggest challenge that I would say I face being here as the station manager.
Well, that's just a little hint. You know, people need to, at the very least, you know, people with all that's going on in the world, people say, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? The very least you can do is get out that checkbook and support some of the stations, particularly this station that's so open.
Yes.
Here we have a program even on Palestine. I mean, how much more progressive can you get? So, Alicia, we're coming already to the end of this segment. What if there's a woman out there, she says, oh, I wish I could do radio, you know,
we are always seeking more, you know, programmers and female programmers. You know, I mean, we're always wanting to make sure all they need to do is go to our website, you know, kbbf.org. There you can also just, you know, ask, you know, a question and say, you know, I would like to volunteer, because it is a volunteer, the programmer said, but you do have to, a proposal. You have to do a proposal of what kind of programming you would like and all of this, and you would submit it through there. Or you can just, you know, I mean, for us, you can also donate not only your time, but I also would encourage people to please go to kbbf.org and donate money and become a member, donate money there through there. But also that's where you also can just say, I would like to be a volunteer at KBBF, or I would like to have a program, and then you can fill out that proposal, you know.
And also what I love about this station is not only can you have a program, but you come in and you'll be trained to be able to do
that.
Oh,
yeah, you have to, yes, yeah. And it is very valuable. And if any other place, it would cost you a lot of money to get the kind of training that you get here by our director of programming. And so, yes, you know, I would say that, you know, we encourage people to come and let me just say that we do have, the board of directors has given a mandate to the director of programming, and that is that we have certain levels of, you know, we need public affairs programs in Spanish, public affairs in English, you know, youth programs. So we have, you know, music, programs are sort of in the very bottom because we have so many music programs, but it's still, we encourage people to come and still apply and want to be programmers at KBBF. We love to have a new, you know, as they say, new crop of people here, new group of people. And we want everyone to, you know, because our purpose here, you know, is always to produce shows that are informative and educational, but we like to do it in multiple languages. Not only, you know, right now we have like 5 languages that we do, but we want to, if there's other people from other languages that they have, we gladly would like to have you come and be here. We want to expand our range.
You know, it's really interesting when people say to me, well, you're on a Spanish-speaking speaker. And I says, no, it's bilingual, and I'm the bi and bilingual. So,
exactly. Yeah. I love that. That's so true.
Well, we've come to the end of the segment, my dear friend, and it's such a great honor to have you here. And I want to personally thank you for all your work and all your efforts. I mean, Alicia, you're a force behind here. I mean, I'll never forget our 50th anniversary. I mean, it was amazing. So I'm going to give you the last words. Anything you'd like to say to our listeners, and thank you so much for being here.
And let me just say that, you know, yes, I feel like, yes, I've led this group of people, but it's been an incredible group of people. Not one person does all of this where we have accomplished in all these years I've been here. It's been so many people. One, every single person that's in this room has contributed to it, but also our listeners, our supporters, they have all contributed to the success of KBBF being here, you know, and being able for us to celebrate our 50th anniversary. It has not just been one individual. It's been an incredible group of collectivity of, I guess, of brains and talents and passion and love, and especially I think it's that all the people who have contributed to the success of KBBF just care for the community. You know, they care for having justice and equality and peace in the world, and for us to really fight for our environment right now and all of this. So it's just not one individual. KBBF is really what I call a family. A caring family, a loving family. And we have this attitude here, and we'll continue to have it. And that is, si se puede, si se puede. That means we can do it, and we are doing it, and si lo hemos hecho. So thank you so very much for having me here today.
Well, from the heart of a woman, family, together, always that feeling. I mean, that is the beauty. So thank you so much, Alicia Sanchez. Thank you for your work. Thank you for your incredible leadership. And for the next 50 years. Well, folks, how much better can you get? Thank you so much, Alicia, for being here, for coming in and honoring me and honoring our program. Well, we're going to take a musical break. And the song I'm going to play is called A Simple Song of Freedom, and it's by a wonderful, wonderful woman who, of course, has passed away, was Della Reese. Della Reese was a woman that stood up for equality. She stood up for that women of color could have a place at the table and can bring their music out. And The Simple Song of Freedom, by the way, was written by Bobby Darin, and what happened was he went into retreat, and he was very frustrated with all the wars and all the stuff that was going on, and he came out with this. When he came out of his hibernation, this was the song he came out with. And when we come back, we're going to be listening. I'm going to be interviewing 3 very special women, and I'm just going to give you their names really quickly, and they will talk about what shows they are. That's going to be Lois Pearlman, Anna Salgado, and Alicia Vasquez, our 17-year-old star here at KBBF. And we're going to come back, and we're going to be talking about their shows and their mission and all the other good things that women love to talk about. Anyway, let's go ahead, Ken. Let's play Simple Song of Freedom by Della Reese.
Sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Oh, yeah. Let it fill the air. Tell it to the people everywhere. We the people here don't want no war. Hey, come and sing a simple song.
Sing about freedom.
Why don't you sing it like you've never ever sung before?
Like you've never sung.
Come on and let it fill the air. Tell it to the people. 100 million. Are you listening? Believe me, most of what you read is made of lies. But while I'm here speaking one to one, tell me that everybody's song to wake up to in the morning when we rise. Why don't you come and sing a simple song of freedom?
Sing about freedom.
Yeah, sing it like you never ever sung before. Oh no. Why don't you let it feel the air? Tell it to the people everywhere. That we are the people, yeah. Some folks don't mind doing battle. I'm thinking about presidents, prime ministers, and kings. I got this idea, let us build them shells. Well, they can go and fight among themselves. And just leave the people be who love to sing.
Sing a simple song of freedom. Amazing. Amazing. Well, for you just joining us, I want to remind my listeners that the opinions expressed here are not necessarily the opinions of the station, its board of directors, its members, or Women's Spaces. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And I am excited about this program. I have three wonderful guests with me, and I'm going to introduce them. I have Lois Pearlman sitting here, and I have Alicia.
One at a time.
Pardon?
One at a time.
Oh, Lois, can you say hello, Elaine, so we can identify?
Hello, Elaine. Buenos dias, Elaine.
And we have Alicia Vasquez.
Hi, Elaine. My name's Alicia Velasquez.
Velasquez, okay.
It's okay.
And we have Anna Salgado.
Hi, good morning. Anna Salgado here.
And then we have Wendy back here, Vasquez, to say hello.
Hello, good morning. This is Wendy Velasquez. Hi, Elaine.
Anyway, welcome, ladies. Welcome to the program. Well, let's start with Lois first. You know, Lois does a program called
Speaking of Palestine.
And tell us a little bit about it, when it's on the air, and what okay. was your motivation for well, starting the show?
Okay, here was it's on the air. We do a show, a new show, the first and the third Mondays from 4 to 5. And then we do they repeat our show the second and the fourth Mondays from 4 to 5.
What is your motivation?
The motivation. Oh, well, you know, actually, we came to Therese and I, Therese Mughanim, who's Palestinian, and I, she and I and Rebel Fagan have been doing Palestine support work since 2011 here in Sonoma County, 2010, I think, actually. And you invited Therese and me to your show. And as we were leaving, Edgar said, if you want your own show, you could have it. And I said, Therese, did you hear that? And she goes, oh, we can't do a radio show, whatever. Okay. We've been doing this show, I think, 7 years now.
Really?
Yeah. And we've gotten actually very good. We were pretty ragged at the beginning. And Rebel is excellent on the board, the soundboard. And what we've been doing is presenting basic information about what the conflict in Palestine, Israel, and then updates I do international update, which is what's happening internationally related to Palestine. And then we have Cynthia Potten, who does Palestine update. And she, that's what's happening in Palestine. And we've done various, you know, history. Okay. That's what we do.
Well, it sounds like you started a program. It sounds like it's a news broadcast also. My God, you've really enhanced it.
It's all sorts of stuff.
Amazing. Well, let's hear from you, Alicia. Talk a little bit. Here you are, 17 years old. My goodness, our youngest woman here. Talk a little bit about your show. What's the name of it and what motivated you, how you got involved?
Okay, so I have a show with my mom, and our show is called Simplemente con Alicia y Wendy, which is like just like simple. And like mente is mind in Spanish, so like simple mind. Because on our program, we talk about mental health, and then just things involving a teenager and an adult and how our feelings like vary, even though it's technically the same thing. It feels different. And sometimes we don't know how to relate between an adult and a teenager. And then we just kind of talk about that, talk about things that are happening throughout the school, like district, and then just things happening at like various schools. And yeah, our show is every Thursday from 7 to 8. And we got started with it for like problems happening to me in school. And then throughout that time, a lot of things were happening at Montgomery High School. So we came in for an interview, actually. And then Edgar asked my mom if she could have a show. And then she was going through like all like the like teaching how to use like all the electronics and stuff like that. And then another thing happened at Montgomery High School. And then Edgar asked my mom if like, oh, like, can I bring you in for another interview? And then she was telling me in the car, and then I asked, can I go? Because the first time I didn't want have anything to do with me, because it was like problems happening to me. So I wanted my name out of everything. But then the second time I felt like compelled to like tell basically my side of the story. And then, yeah, he asked if we could both do the show together. And then now we have a show.
That is absolutely wonderful. And, you know, it's very important to, you know, when you're having an experience. You know, I know for myself, you know, around the Palestinian issue, being a Jewish woman myself, it was very hard for me to start talking about it. I was kind of afraid. I didn't want to be identified with it. But all of a sudden you realize you have a voice. And you need to express it. You need to let people know what is going on and how they can solve that problem.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to Ana Salgado. Well, I have to say this. I think in some secret way, I'm kind of Ana's mentor. I mean, I encourage her. I just think Ana and I worked very, very hard on the Andy Lopez situation. And I'll tell you something. It was just amazing. So, Ana, talk about your program. Tell us what the name of it is, what the purpose of it is, and how do you get some of your confidence?
Well, hi, Elaine. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, I love having you here.
I ended up being here having my program because of after what happened to Andy Lopez. And I don't know, but I was looking at like a space to speak up, to bring that message to the community that there was something to do, not just cry, you know? And like Alicia was saying, I got the offer to have the chance to have a program. And even though at that time I wasn't prepared and I didn't know what I was to talk about, only I know that I have a space to express myself. And I say yes, so we started this program almost 7 years ago with my partner, Patricia Moreno, which is not here, but she was the one who kind of like pushed me to say yes and take the program. And we didn't know in that time how we gonna fill up an hour of the show. And we did it, so later they say, oh, you can have 2 hours. And I said, oh, my goodness, how are we going to fill those 2 hours of space? Well, we did it, you know, and there we go. Almost 7 years we're doing this.
7 years? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I remember when you first got the idea. And one of the things I want to say, I really appreciate you coming on because this is an English-speaking program, and English is your second language, not your first language, so I really appreciate it. So where did you get your courage? I mean, did you pray? Did you meditate? I mean, what did you do?
Well, I think I get my courage after all these injustices my community was having in those days. Because I remember the, a group of mothers, you know, asking for justice, not only for Andy, but for all those youth people that came out in Espica. And also because myself, in that time, I was going through a very hard episode in my life with my children. So I say, well, why not? If here is the chance to do it, why not? And why not to give a space to some other people?
I want to emphasize that. Why not? That is so important. Why not speak out? Why not stand up? I mean, and like you said, you know, for the children, for the future.
Yes.
And to get your confidence that you know that there's an issue, that this is what's motivating you. So, and you know, we're all scared. You know, it's very difficult to speak out, you know. But there's a, I was going to play this song. There's a wonderful song by Alan Brooksdale. It's called By My Silence, I Give My Consent. Instead, we're going to play, you know, we're going to play The Sound of Silence, which is a very, very interesting show. So thank you so much for sharing that. So let's go on to you, Alicia. Where do you get your confidence? I mean, here you are, 17 years old. Not only that, I'm sure your friends, you know, I'm sure everybody's got an opinion. Where do you get your confidence? Where do you get that? Where do you get that? There's a Yiddish word called chutzpah. Where do you get that chutzpah to go on?
I would say I get my confidence from my mom because she encourages me to, like, speak up, to, like, talk more about things that are going on. Because personally, I'm not really, like, an outgoing person, like, when it comes to talking. Sometimes I'm awkward in certain, like, speaking situations. So my mom, for me, really encourages me.
Well, you don't sound awkward to me. Anybody, does she sound awkward to you? No way.
You sound
wonderful. That's wonderful that you. And not only that, what's so important, even though you might sound awkward, even though you're afraid and you're nervous, the thing is that why not? You know, like Anna said, why not just do it? I mean, that's the whole idea of Women's Spaces, to encourage women to speak out, to stand up for the future of our children. We're the birthers. You know, they call themselves the birthers. You know, no, we're the birthers, and we have to recognize for our, the future for our children. Well, Lois, let's talk to you about your confidence. I mean, you're a very controversial program, you know, on some levels.
Oh, my gosh, yes. We are very controversial, and I need to say I am the Jewish person on the show. Therese is the Palestinian, born in Jerusalem. Rebel and Cynthia are what we call allies. And yes, it's controversial. First of all, sitting in the studio feels really comfortable. You know, it's not, it being out on the street and having to deal with people is maybe a little more difficult. Even writing, putting things out in the, and you know, and print form is a little more difficult. But as a Jewish person, I feel I have no choice but to speak out.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that you brought Therese in. Ken and I, it's very interesting. Ken and I went to a seminar at Santa Rosa JC, and it was all about getting together Jewish people with Palestinian people. So we ended up doing a group. So I'm the Jewish woman, Ken's the Catholic, and then Therese is the Palestinian, and then we had an atheist, and we're all talking. And for me personally, even coming out, when I start finding out what was going on in Palestine and Israel, For me, just to come out as a Jewish person was very, very difficult. I call myself a four. I was like kind of my past that I didn't want to deal with. And then as Therese and I are walking out after we have this wonderful conversation with the four of us, she says to me, she says, so now that you know what's happening as a Jewish woman, what are you going to do? And I had no idea. You know, what am I going to do? And then I heard Ellen Berksdale's song, which talks all about what happened with, you know, Niemann, and, you know, first they came for the communists and there was nobody there and all this other stuff. And all of a sudden I got the courage. I got the courage. I said, just like what Anna said, why not? Why not? So, but where do you get your, where do you pull that courage from? That,
well, I have to say it's not difficult for me, Elaine. First of all, I'm a performer. I'm an actor. I sing. So, being out there, although I have to, you know, in myself, I'm a shy person like Alicia here, but, I love doing radio, and we prepare. You know, we've spent hours preparing our reports. We sometimes interview amazing people, and that takes time, setting those interviews up. We've interviewed people who've been – sometimes we get them before Emmy Goodman on Democracy Now! And I'm very – you know, I'm very proud of that. And we have repeat interviews sometimes, people who really want to be on our show time after time. And the courage – I was raised religious Jewish in a sense, but I was never raised to hide what I am. I was never raised to, feel that somehow being Jewish was not part of being American. So I was given that by my parents. And I've never, once I found out what was going on in Palestine, and I have to say it was KPFA, listening to them, I think it was a second intifada at the beginning of this century. And once I knew, there was no choice. There was absolutely no choice for me. And I was always comfortable being openly Jewish, so that's not an issue.
Well, it's interesting. I had a little different experience when I went to junior high school. I was one of six Jewish people. And when I first heard you're a Christ killer, I couldn't figure that out. I said to myself, and then later on finding out that the Christ that I was supposed to kill was actually Jewish himself, which was very stunning to me. So it was kind of shock, you know, kind of a shockwave, you know what I mean? It was hard, but it's getting easier and easier, because I believe we have to take care of the future of our children. And what's happening now is we're taking the future away from them by these wars, not only just with Israel and Palestine, but everywhere there are wars. Who suffers? Women and children. So it's very, very important. Well, you know, you all three of you have audiences. You know, you have audiences, and you, I'm sure that you're aware of that. I mean, at KPBF, we really don't track how many people are listening, but we know people are listening.
Yeah.
By what happens when we meet people on the street. So what do you, Anna, when you do, no, let's go with you first. Let's go with you first, Alicia, here. When you do your show, what do you hope that people walk away with? I mean, what are you trying to engage them in?
I think it's just knowing that you and an adult, like as a kid / teenager and as a parent adult, you can realize that your feelings are similar, but they can be shown completely different. And we also strive to like talk about mental health, especially in the Latinx community, because compared to like the culture in Mexico, which this is what my mom speaks about, mental health isn't really talked about. So we try to like talk about that. And I just hope that like people learn from our show that mental health should never be bad or like talks about in a bad way, because everybody struggles with something, but we never know what it is. And maybe like just figuring out of like, you know, listening to us and listen to our conversation, you just like get to know that, you know, we can all talk about it, and that just knowing that mental health is normal, I feel like it could help somebody out there.
It's like to take the shame away from it.
Yeah, to take the shame away from it, and then just like realizing that a lot of people suffer from like, you know, depression, anxiety, just like things like that, where sometimes when you're in so deep in some like illness, you feel like nobody else understands you. When a lot of people go through the same thing, it's just not talked about.
Right, and the identifier, sometimes when you just hear that somebody has an issue and this is how they took care of it, really gives you confidence, because a lot of it is being so shame-based. And in reality, I really think that it's very sad that we have to feel ashamed when something's going on.
Yeah.
Well, Anna, what do you want your folks to walk away with? What is the message that you're trying to give?
Well, I want them to know that there is a place for everybody, and there is a chance for everybody to speak up about things that are bothering them. And sometimes they think they are the only ones suffering of certain things. But when you talk, when you speak up, you'll find similarities with some other people. And also, I want them to know that nothing is impossible. Dare yourself to try it. There is always something fun at the end of our challenges. And I'm having fun having my radio station, my radio show here. And every time I come here to make my show, my program, I always say, oh, is there going to be somebody listening? And suddenly the phone starts ringing. And I say, oh, how am I going to answer this? And I get so nervous. But then I say, okay, I say I'm here to give a space to someone, so I'm going to answer that phone right now. And it's by myself here, so you know the struggle here, being by yourself.
But also, one of the things that how I overcome that is I always say, if there's one woman out there, just one, that I have changed their mind to maybe get active or maybe to speak out or even to make a donation, I feel like I've done my job. Yes. You know, and it's interesting. I was watching the Academy Awards last night, and I was looking at all these beautiful people all dressed up, and, you know, how much energy, like what Lois was saying, how much energy we put into these shows, and it's all volunteer. And we're not dressed fancy, you know. We don't have and it's just an amazing experience. Yeah. Well, I love that you said that. And I think it's very important. I think it's very important that each one of us, particularly women. Now, the reason I'm so bent on women is because we bring forward the future. Whether you like it or not, we bring forward the future. And if we don't speak out, I mean, I always tell women, like, I'll say, it's more than just putting a fancy band around your child's head that makes you a parent. You have to be involved in the community. You have to be looking at what is going. Well, we're going to take a short musical break now, and we're going to play the song, Sound of Silence. And, you know, it's really interesting. When I pick songs, I try to pick, you know, women singing and all that other good stuff. But what happened with this particular song, the woman I have is called Susan Wang, and because it's only a 3-minute song, they cut out one of the verses, and at the end of the song I'm gonna repeat the verse. So let's go ahead and play Sound of Silence by Susan Wang, and when we come back, we're speaking with three wonderful women. We're speaking with Lois Pearlman, who does Palestine.
Speaking of Palestine,
we have Alicia Vasquez, and your show, Alicia?
Simplemente.
And then we have Anna Delgado.
Anna Salgado, and Compartiendo y Aprendiendo.
And we'll be back, and we will be continuing our conversation. So let's go ahead, Ken.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping left its seats while I was sleeping, and a vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched a sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. People bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was for men. And the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls. In tenant halls whispered the sound.
A song. And here's the line, here's the verse that was left off that really depicts what is happening around the sign of silence. Fool, said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed in the wells of silence. Very powerful lines. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm very proud to have three beautiful women in the studio with me. Not only beautiful, but very, very active. I have Lois Pearlman, Anna Salgado, and Alicia Vasquez. And we are going to continue our conversation about women in radio and some of their challenges. Well, you know, do you ever get any feedback or any things that really all of a sudden just rattle your cage and you say, my God, I've got to cover that? How about you, Lois? Start with that.
Well, first of all, I want to say quickly, because listening to The Sound of Silence, that was a really beautiful version of the Simon and Garfunkel song. And the sound of silence is what we experience a lot when in terms of Palestine. And what our show, Speaking of Palestine, is to break that silence. Of course, you can hear all sorts of things from the Israeli point of view. That's what our media mostly provides us. Not entirely, but mostly, unless you're onto alternative media. But we are trying to break that silence. So what did you ask me, Elaine?
Just if you get feedback and how do you handle that?
Feedback. Well, we don't get a whole lot of feedback about our show, actually. Mostly what we get is people saying we listened and we really liked it and we learned something. And so, you know, if people who disagree with us probably aren't listening to us, which is a shame. Because, you know, preaching to the choir, which is something we do in the peace and justice movement so often, is it's like... it's like bouncing against the wall, you know. I'm glad. I know you and I have conversations, private conversations, and we're both Jewish, but I've been a Palestine activist so long, and I feel like you and I are making some headway in terms of really hearing each other. And also, one of the things, as a Jewish person on a show which is about Palestine, I feel it's important that people understand not only that there's a context for what the Palestinians are doing, what this this so-called horrible attack, which was probably horrible, and I'm no doubt horrible, but there's a context, 75 years of oppression, 75 years of being put down, but also there is a context for what's happening in Israel, what the Israelis are doing. Not an excuse, well, but a context.
Well, you know, I'm writing an article now, and one of the things that I've been listening is to Gabor Maté. I can't pronounce his name correctly. But one of the things that he was talking about is your institutional trauma. And what's so interesting to me when I look at the conflicts, not only just with Israel and with Palestine, but just wars in general, mm-hmm. that there is this institutional trauma. You know, they did an art show. They did an art show that I brought on, and when I was on television that I showed. And I showed on the television, and when I saw the kids, the young people, and I saw, you know, when they had the Star of David's on their T-shirts and all this other stuff, and I thought to myself, if this were young children, Jewish children in Nazi Germany, they would have had swastikas on it. If it would have been other countries, they would have had other ideas, but that institutional trauma keeps growing and growing and growing, and until we look at it, it's not going to happen. Well, Ken has given me the signal. So with this, we are just at the point where for last words. So I'm going to start with you, Alicia. Anything really quickly? We only got like 1 minute. Let's go. Anything you'd like to say really quickly?
I just hope people can understand that, like, mental health is something to be talked about and not to be ashamed of.
Well, thank you so much for that. And you, Ana Salgado, last words, my love. What would you like to say? Give it to us.
Yes, I invite everybody to listen to KBBF on my show, 4 to 6 every Friday. And I want people to know that there is a space for them to speak up.
Thank you so much. And how about you, Lois? Last words.
I have to say that I feel so welcome at this radio station. And most of the people here are bilingual. I am more or less, más o menos, bilingual, but not so great. But I feel so loved and held and welcomed at this station. And I hope that this station can continue on and on.
Well, thank you all. Well, that's it for our show, folks. You've been listening to Women's Spaces. I'm your host, Elaine Holt. I've been talking with Lois Pearlman. I've been talking with Alicia Vasquez and Ana Salgado, all three women of radio here at KBBF. As I do at the end of every show, remember, our children are the future, and we must never lose sight of that. And each one of us can contribute in some way. If you can't speak out, then donate. Because the woman in your life is you. Because the woman in your life, the woman in your life, the woman in your life is you. The previous Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, March 11th, 2024.